perek begins with the Iker in Emunah of Tchias HaMeisim, and the Gemara quoted various psukim to demonstrate that Tchias HaMeisim is Menater. Menater means in Tanakh, different psukim from Chumash and from Rim and from Ksuvim. Here the Gemara continues to quote additional psukim, the Amoraim are quoting, on Tzadik Beis Amad Aleph, on Maravim, and I'm at Tchias HaMeisim in HaTorah. Then Ravina has a pasuk. So Ravina's pasuk is interesting. Ravashi, Ravashi has a pasuk. Ravina has a pasuk. Ravashi has a pasuk from Daniel. Batalech lekates v'tanuach v'tamu v'garocha lekates hayomin. He says the person should go die and then he's going to come back again. V'tanuach, you should go to sleep in your kever v'tamu. You'll wake up again. L'tchias hames. So the pasuk pshat lekates hayomin, kates hayomim. At the end of days, when Tchias HaMeisim will occur. So Rashi has an interpretation that it doesn't. Ketz HaYomin is not the Aramaic for Ketz HaYomim. Yomin as opposed to small. Ketz HaYomin. That the Pasuk says, Hezit Peshevacha Yominoi, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Ribbono Shel Olam no longer treats the world with his right hand, so to speak. The right hand is all the good things, Chesed, and the left hand is din, punishment. So the Lasid Lavo at the time of Tchias HaMeisim, that'll be the Ketz HaYomin, when it will no longer be Heshev Ocha Yeminai, but rather the Yamin will be functioning again. That's how Rashi interprets. And this Rashi and the Gemara interprets the Pasuk like that. The Mashua points out that the others learn the Pshat Kipshuto. Ketz HaYomin means Ketz HaYomin, at the end of it. All of a sudden, the Gemara quotes an Agarite that appears in Brachas, and we're not too sure what the whole Agarite means. Amar Ablozer Gedoyla Dea Shinitna Bein Shtei Oisius. The Pasuk says, Kekel Deos Hashem. So the word Deos, Deos Echol, using your brains, is sandwiched in between the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kekel Deos Hashem. So he says how great it is that a person should have seichel. The Gemara in Brachas has this in the context of the Shemoneh Esrei and Daf Lamed Gimel, that when you have all the bakoshes in the Shemoneh Esrei, the most important bakoshes, the one that comes first, Atachon Eliyodim Das. The Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Achrenis are always the same. Gimel Rishonis are Yisad Radim Shlocha Shalakavish Brocha Vachakakis Palo. And then the end is supposed to be Hoidoya. And the middle is the Bakoshas Tzarochim, the Tahanunim. So the first Bakosha that we have is Chanenim Yitcha Dea Bina Vahaskon. So Gemara says, look how great, look how important Dea is. Seichel is that yes, for Seichel first. And then the Gemara quotes this memory. That's how the Gemara first starts off. Then the Gemara quotes this memory. Gedoyla, Dea Shinitna Bein Shtei Oisiyot, it's sandwiched in between the two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What exactly does that mean? And then the Gemara has another memory, Godel Beis HaMikdash Shinitna Bein Shtei Oisiyot, Shinema, Kual to Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Kodin Yodecha. Shem Hashem appears before and after the word Mikdash, it's also sandwiched in between the two. What is this supposed to be? And then the Gemara says, so what about Nikoma? Nikoma also says, Kel Nikomas Hashem, Kel Nikomas Hashem. So it says, Kel. Then it says Hashem, and the comma is in between. So the comma is also such a great thing. So the Gemara says, yes, it's a problematic Gemara. What's going on? So the Maharsho on this Gemara refers you to the Anyankif Ambrachis. We're on the bottom of the page of the Anyankif. They quote the Rashbo. The Rashbo has a little bit Chidushi Agoda, Alashas. So the Rashbo has the following interpretation, that the Shtei and the Marsho elaborates on it, but basically the Rashbo has the whole thing. That the Gemara over here is speaking about two Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are two different Shemus representing different Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kel Deos Hashem, the word Kel, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel, that this represents Midas Adin. So the Rashbo says, and there are those who deny this, they say, Hashem Hashem, Kel Racham Echanan, Erech HaPayim, Abches V'yem, so the name Kel is in the middle of Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, so they tell you that the name Kael is Midas Elakim is Midas Adin. Kael is not. Kael is Midas Arachmim, Midas Achesed. So the Rashbo says that it's not so. The Kael is also Midas Adin. So the Pasuk sandwiches in Deos, Kael Deos Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei on the left, and Kael to the right. These are opposing Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the person who has Deya, the person has seichel, knows when to apply each midah. You don't always emphasize, it's no good to have rahmanis on everybody. It's no good always to be kind and chesed and goody-goody and everything. It's no good to be strict all the time. So you have to know when and where. You have to know, the person has to have seichel. So that's what it says. G'doyle deyos nitna ben shtei oisiyos. Deyos is a wonderful thing. It helps the person determine which one of the halakha bedrach, which one of the midos of elokus we should be emulating. Should we be emulating the name of Kale? Or should we be emulating the name of Yudke Vovke? Rav Loza says the same thing regarding Beis HaMikdosh, so the Maharsho elaborates. This already the Rashba doesn't have. The Rashba just has on the first memory. G'doy L'deh, Shinitam Ben Shtei Yoisiyos, he says the two Shemes are two, represent the two Midas of Elokus. Midas HaChesed and Midas HaDin. The Maharsho continues the theme of the Rashba on the next Agadita, about the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash, there is a Gemara in the first parak in Ksubis, where the Gemara says that when Bezalel built the Mishkan, he knew how to be Mitzarif, Oisiyos Shebehem Nivru Shamayim Vaharetz, and the word Oisiyos means Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? So the Pasuk says in Bereishis, B'yom Baro Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a combination of Hashem Elokim. That's how Rashi quotes the famous Medrash on Parshas Bereishis on this week's Sedra. Mitchil olam machshav livasar lemidas adin, because it always says Bereishis bor lakim, keeps on saying alakim, alakim, alakim. Vayom alakim here, everything is vayom alakim. Until after Adam Rishon is created, then it says yudke vavke. So the Rebbeinu Shlom saw that ein hoylo miskayim unless I'll be mishatif with the midas adin, also midas ha-rachamim. And Midas HaRachmim is really a combination of both Din and Gvur. Rachmim is a combination of both. There was, in Europe, there was a famous an atheist. Achad HaAm was an atheist. So he has a whole essay, he's not happy with this Maimon Chazal. Why? The Gemara says there, Rabban Shalom saw that Midas HaDin is not going, so he decided to change the plan and create the world with Midas HaRachmim. Oh, that's terrible. Always Rachmim, that's terrible. You have to have a combination of both. That's what he taught. You have to have a combination of both Din and Rachman. So Bemis and Kabbalah, the word Rachman means a combination of Chesed and Gvura. Rachman means a combination. Chesed would be pure Chesed, and Din is the other thing, and Rachman is a combination. So that's what Rashi writes on Chumash. Shitefimo, Midas HaRachman. The Rabban Shalom decided he's not going to create the world not in this Midah, not in that Midah. V'yom Baruch Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. So the Maharsho claims that that's the meaning of the Agadah in the first parak in Ksubah, is that Yodeo Hayu B'Tzalel, that somehow the building of the Mishkan was in a certain sense a repeat of the Bria Shamayim Vaharetz. Maybe the whole purpose of Bria Shamayim Vaharetz was in order to have a Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Gemara says in the first parak in Chagigah. The Agadah in the first paragraph in Chagigah, then Gemara says, "Ein atzus lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." That, as the pasuk says, "Hod v'hod olafon avoyz lechet v'bimkom." It's always levedik freilich by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Freg the Gemara Akasha, hi, but it says in the Psukim in Yeshaya that when the Rebbeinu Shlomo destroyed the first place Hamikdash, everybody, it was obvious, the whole world was crying. It was obvious that the Rebbeinu Shlomo thought that this was a terrible tragedy. So how can you say that the Rebbeinu Shlomo never shows in public that he's upset? Ein atzus lefnei ha-mokam. The Gemara says, b'mistorim tivka nafshi, privately. Mokam yeshul lala kadosh baruch hu. The Rebbeinu Shlom has a private place where he cries over the terrible tragedies that are happening in the world, but he doesn't let anybody see that. It doesn't appear so. When you look at the world, it looks as if everything is levedik dekrelach. The Gemara says, kam b'bote gavoy, kam b'bote baroy. The Gemara says, in the b'bote gavoy, privately, the Rebbeinu Shlom is heartbroken, so to speak. He's very saddened about all of the terrible tragedies that are happening. But the baroy on the outside is hoyt v'hod olafon ois v'chad v'bimkom. Everything looks like it's levedik dekrelach. Freg the Gemara, but when the psukim say in Yeshaya, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was obvious that the Rebbeinu Shlom was upset. The Gemara says, that's a different story. Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara Kemat says that the whole Taklus HaBriya was in order to have a Beis HaMikdash. So the whole purpose of the Briya was to have a Beis HaMikdash, then he had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So of course it's going to be obvious that as if the whole purpose of the Briya came to an end. So that's what Mefarshim talk about, that the his Gemara in the first Perek in Ksubis is driving at. Yadei Hoya Betzalel, if Betzalel knew how to be Mitzarev, the Oisiyos means the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas HaDin, and Midas HaChesed of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be some kind of a combination of both. So that's what the Gemara says over here also. This pasuk, Palta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Kodin Yodecha, then Apok spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei. One of them is spelled, I forgot already which one, you got to look in the Siddur, in Oz Yashir. One of them is spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and one of them is spelled Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the one that's spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's a Din. Odon, Abalabos, that represents Midas Adin. And the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, that represents Midas HaChesed. So the Gemara says that just like a person who has daya knows how to make the proper combination between the two midas of Elokus, so too the Beis HaMikdash represents this combination. The Beis HaMikdash represents the synthesis of these two midas. Paul to Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, the two different shtei oisiyas means two different shemes. That's what the Marsha says. One is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, one is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Frek the Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? That's the same. What does it say over there? Kel nekamas Hashem yud kei vav kei, and yud kei vav kei is midas harachmim, and kel is midas hadin. So you're going to say also that nekama is a combination of both. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Not gedola nekama. The Gemara was asking. This is how the Marsha interprets. If you're going to say that whenever it says two different shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one to the right of the word and one to the left, like by Deya and by Mikdash, you're going to say that Nekama is also a combination, a synthesis of both. Nekama is always Din. Nekama is always Midas Adin. So how can you say that Nekama is a combination? Nekama should be, proper Nekama should be a combination of Midas Adin and Midas HaChesed. Where is the Chesed in Nekama? And for the Gemara, no. The Milsei Hachinami. No, Nekama is a very important thing. And it does have a combination. Kiduyula, as Ula says, it says Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas Sofia. So why does it say twice? Kel Nekamas twice. Shtei Hoifoyos Halalalama. The Gemara Brochus has a different lotion. The Gemara says there's Shtei Nekamas Halalalama. Why does it say Kel Nekamas Hashem, Kel Nekamas twice? So the Gemara says Achas Limida Toiva, Achas Limida Saporanus. The Nekamas Midas Hadin for the Rishoyim. That we're punishing the Rishon, but it's to save the Tzaddikim also, to save Klal Yisrael. Says both Nekoma should come from a combination of both Midas Adin and from Midas Arachman. That's how the Marsha works very hard to explain, because otherwise we don't understand the whole Gemara. What does the Gemara want with the whenever you have a Shem Hashem to the right and to the left, so whatever's mentioned in the middle is Gevaldik. So he says, no, it means the Shtei Oisius means the two different Shemas of Hashem. That what's in the middle is supposed to be a combination of both, a synthesis of both. Then the Gemara makes a comment. What does that mean? The Marsha interprets that that's basically what the Gemara said in Ksubis. That the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to be Mitzarev. Midas Adin with Midas Arachamim with Midas Achesed. So the same is Deya. So if a person has a balanced Deya and he knows how to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go Ba'alach the Bedrocha of when to go with Midas Adin and when to go with Midas Achesed, so that's Kila Niv, the Beis HaMikdash Biyam. He's accomplishing the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara said in Ksubis, that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to have such a synthesis. Then the Gemara continues, a very strange Gemara, Kolodim Shiesh Badea, on the first very wide line, Misasher. That if a person is smart, he's going to get rich. How can that be? What, very intelligent people, and they're not rich. That's what the Marsha Frank Takasha, the Pasuk says in Kohelet, Lelech HaChomer Blechem. Yeah, what do you mean? All the smart people are rich. All the wealthy businessmen all say that their wealth is a Mazel Zach. They themselves say it has nothing to do with their Chochem. Nothing to do with their pictures. Once in a long while, it has to do with one's pictures. Very rare. So a very strange Gemara. So the Marsha interprets over here. It's already an interpretation. He quotes a Gemara in the end of Nida, and I got it. The Gemara says in the end of Nida, what should a person do in order to have children? Should be blessed with children. So the Gemara says, you should do this, that, and the other thing. Then the Gemara says, but a lot of people did this and they didn't have any children. So the Gemara, no, the final thing is he should be mispal. Then the Gemara says, what should a person do in order to strike a ditch? The Gemara says, you should invest in this, that, and the other thing. Then the Gemara says, but a lot of people invested, they didn't become wealthy. The Gemara says, no, he has to make sure that he's mispalo. Whenever the Gemara gives you an Eitzah for something, so the final step in the Eitzah is, you should offer a tefillah. If you don't offer a tefillah, so then there's garnish there. So the Mashua claims that that's what it means over here. Kolodim sheyesh bodeya, the Shemoneh Esrei begins with atachainen. So kolodim sheyesh bodeya means if he's going to be mispalel for the Ashiris, if the person is going to do what the Chachamim advise and he's going to be yesh bodeya, he's going to say atachainen lodim das, and he's going to continue the Shemoneh Esrei and ask for a good parnasa, so then he'll be misashi. And if he ain't bodeya, and if he's ain't bodeya, so then the Gemara has a memory that he'll go into Golus. The Gemara has a little later. Gemara has the person about four lines later. The Omar Abelazar called Adam Shem Badel is of Golus. And Emma Golo Ami Mibli Doas. So the Masha has a Taich. They're going to take away, the banker's going to take away his home. He won't be able to pay. So he's going to go into Golus. He takes the Gemara Kipshuto. That it means, Misashi really means that he'll get rich if he uses the day to be Mispal. And Gola means the bank will take away his home. Problematic Gemara. Then the Gemara says a strange statement. Kol adam shein bodeya also lerachem olav. A person who's foolish and he doesn't use his seichel also lerachem olav. Adam shein bodeya. As the pasuk says, ki loy ambin asu al kein loy rachmenu I say the yotzu loy chanem. The Baruch Shem doesn't have rachmanes because they're stupid. So the Marsha frek takasha. How can it be? But the pasuk says, "Verachem aval kol masal." How can he say you're not supposed to have rachmanis on a person because he doesn't have seichel? The Gemara says, "Verachem aval kol masal on dumb animals." The Gemara says, "In bov mitzi on behemoths." They say, "Verachem aval kol masal." So how can he say on human beings, "Adam shein bodeya"? So the Marsha claims that the answer is he's alluding to a Gemara Kiddushin, doesn't quote it though. The Gemara says there's a Mishnah in the end of Kiddushin, where the Tanoim say, should a person train their children to make a parnasa, or one of the Tanoim, Rav Naharoi, I think, says, Minyach Hanichal Umnes Shabayolam, Enim Alam Alayis Bini Yela Teiru. So then the Tanoim talk about this issue of parnasa, about making a living. So they say, did you ever see a horse, or a donkey, or a cow that has to go to school to get a degree, to work for a living, has to be a computer, has to work in computers, he has to do this, do that, do the other thing. You don't have to work for a living, so why does the human being have to work for a living? The Baruch Shalom gave a curse to Adam Rishon, so the answer is, the behemoths didn't sin, so they deserve. Look, if the Baruch Shalom gives life to an animal, to anything that's alive, so the Baruch Shalom, if you bring that animal into life, so you have to give the animal its parnasa. So the behemoth, the Rabbanu Shalom, is mechuyev to give them their food. But Adam, so the Mishnah in the end of Kiddushin says, kill kalte b'masai, because man sins, so that's why he's punished, so that's why he has to work for a living. That was v'zeh sapecha t'chalechem, was the curse that was given to Adam Rishon after he sinned. So that's what the Maharsha says over here. Avada, there's a pasuk that says Veracham of Akol Masa. We have to have rachmanis even on the dumb animals, even on the behemoths also. Yeah, because the behemoths are Veracham of Akol Masa. That's how the Rabbi Shalom created the behemoth, right? So that's one of the creatures of the Rabbi Shalom. So you have to have rachmanis. A human being is a creature of the Rabbi Shalom in the same way the Rabbi Shalom created him if he uses his seichel. If the person does want to use a seichel, Adam Shein Bodeya doesn't mean a stupid person, that he was born stupid. It means the person has seichel and he does want to use a seichel. So that's what the Gemara says. He's mekalkal on himself. He's also lerachem olav. But there's no mitzvah to have rachmanis adarabba. It's an avera to have rachmanis on such a person. Rachem aval kol masav only refers to such people who are in the pchina of masav, the way the Rabbi Shalom brought them into the world. But if they mekalkal themselves, then it doesn't apply. That's interesting. There's a Chazanish points out a Rambam. The Gemara says in Gittin, "Mefarnes emaniy Yaakov emaniy Yisom etnei darki shalom." That minatir there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to the Akum. It's only mid the Rabbanim. Mefarnes emaniy Yaakov emaniy Yisom etnei darki shalom. In order to have darki shalom, and Yeridaya, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes harishonim. How do you translate the words? If a Nochri is asking for tzedakah, So you have to give them tzedakah, even though they're no Yidin, or do you say, no, only if they're Aniya Yisrael and Aniya Yaakum, and you're going to discriminate, you're going to give the Yisrael, you're not going to give the Yaakum, so that's going to cause friction, that's going to cause a problem of Darkei Shalom. But if an Achri comes, maybe you're not mechuyif to give any tzedakah. So that's a machlokes in Yerideya. How do you translate? Mefaranis and Aniya Yaakum im Aniya Yisrael, so only if they're both together, not to discriminate, or no, it means Minatari, you only have to give Aniya Yisrael, and the Rabbanon, you have to give Aniya Yaakum, even if they come on their own. So the Chazon Ish points out a Rambam that the Rambam understood in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim by the laws of Tzedakah. The Rambam understood that this is only Aniyei Yaakum, not Aniyei Nochrim. The Rambam says, it says Racham about Kol Maso. You have to have Rachmanis on all animals. You have to give Tzedakah to the Aniyei Nochrim also. But if the person is an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and Akum is an Ovid Avodah Zarah, so Kilkalfias Maasai Bahari Yosi Liatzmi. So he deserves a punishment. So that's why you're not allowed to give. You're not permitted to give Mikra Dinde Raisi. You're not supposed to give Tzedakah. Like here, the Gemara says, Odom Shem Bodea also the Racham Olav. So the Marsho asked, what happened to the Racham about Kol Maso? So the Marsho said, that's not called Maso. If he's Mikalkal in himself, the Baruch Shalom created him with Sechel. It's not talking about a person who was born retarded. Born with a shvacha kop, hotnishkin seichel. Now he has the same seichel, the average seichel as everybody else, but he doesn't want to use his seichel. Ein Bodea doesn't want to use this seichel. So then he's not acting, he's not considered racham abal kol masav, he's not called masav, because he's not acting in accordance with the way that the Rebbe Shalom created him. So that's how the Chazon Ish shows that the Rambam understood in that Gemara in Gittin, when it says that the chiyuv to give tzedakah to Aniya Yaakum is only midrabon, is only Aniya Yaakum, not Aniyim Nochem. If you have a Nochem, he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, he says there's a chiyuv menator to give tzedakah. It's a different chiyuv. The chiyuv to give tzedakah to Yisraelim is because there's reciprocity. You're always mechuyev to do to others because they're mechuyev to do back to you. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It says, So the Gemara in Shabbos has a comment on the pasuk, "Ki biglal adavra zeh, biglal is miloshin galgal, that poverty is a galgal achoz loylum, that there's never a family that loylum void. This family is always wealthy. This family is always poor. It's not shach, maybe many generations, but it's a sof kol sof. It's going to happen." That the wealthy family someday is going to become poor, and the poor family someday is going to become wealthy. It never lasts forever and ever. And the poverty is a galgal achazboil. Then the pasuk says, so why did the Chazal, because it says, ki biglal adavar hazeh. Biglal, so the Gemara in the end of Masechah Shabbos, darshan is on the word biglal, that anius is a galgal achazboil. How does it fit into the pasuk? Then the pasuk says, you should give tzedakah, ki lo liyechta levi on the care of hearts, because there will always be poor people. That's why I command you to give tzedakah. I command you to give tzedakah because there will always be poor people in the world. So some sociologists argue, fakir, it doesn't make sense that you should try to wipe out poverty. You'll never be able to wipe out poverty. There will always be poor people in the world. So what are you wasting your time to give to the poor people? Leave everything the way it is. So how does the pasuk say that's the reason why you have to give tzedakah? Because there'll always be poor people, and it's impossible to solve the issue of poverty. So that's why you're mukhif. Maybe fakir. Maybe that's an argument that many propose that you shouldn't be mukhif to give the tzedakah. So the Abarbanella, not pasuk, Rav Soloveitchik once mentioned this in a drasha. He didn't mention it b'shem Amrei. I don't know why, but Abarbanella, not pasuk, puts together this maimah chazal ki beglal galgal achaz ba'olam with the pasuk ki lo yachda levyon. This is the Siba, this is the reason why the Torah is Mechayev. So the Pasuk seems to be saying that you're Mechayev to give Tzedakah to others because there's reciprocity, because they're Mechayev to do for you. Like I ask someone to paint my apartment, I ask someone to fix my automobile, I ask someone to do some pool for me, I have a company, and I ask someone to work for me. So he does the work and I have to pay him. There's always reciprocity, that's Chivas Poelim. So here the Torah is Mechayev us to give tzedakah to others in exchange for which they Mechayev to give back tzedakah to us. What do you mean, but I'm the richest man in the world? What do you mean, and when is he ever going to give back tzedakah to me? I'm Rothschild, whatever, I'm Montefiore, what should I say? So the answer is no, Anias is a galgal achaz ba'olam. It's never going to be. It's never going to be that you and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, they'll always be wealthy. Sometime you, your descendants in the future, will need the tzedakah. So the Torah says, lo yechta levi mikarev, there's always going to be poor people. And it's not that the others are going to be poor and you're always going to be rich. No, sometimes you'll be in need. So you're mechuyev to do for others in exchange for which they're mechuyev to do for you. So basically, the chiyev tzedakah is bein adam lachaveiro, because it's a reciprocal obligation. I'm mechuyev to them if they're mechuyev back in exchange to give to me. So nochem are not mechuyev. It's not from the Sheven Mitzvahs ben enoy. Nochem are not mechuyev to give tzedakah. There was a psa gemara we learned when we learned the sugya ben noyach and daf nun zayin nun ches. So the Chidush Haran quoted one interpretation in the gemara. He had a machlokes harishonim. One opinion was that there is a chiyuv that the bnei noach mitzvah to give tzedakah, but then he rejects it. The pashtus says that the bnei noach are not mechuyev to give tzedakah. Who was that gemara? I forgot it. It was on an Omer base. I forgot. You have to take a look. I think it's on Nun Vav on the base. You have to take a look. I think there's a Chidushi Haran that Dini Ben Enoch, and what was added on to Yisrael. So he has one, and as a machlokes, whether Ben Enoch Hametzuva on Tzedakah or not. He died of the man with the pasuk. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Bereishis. He died of man she yitzabe is bonav is beis acha. Here it is. It's higher up. Here, nun vavam beis. He died man she yitzabe is bonav. Lasses tzedakah mishpat. The pasuk says lasses tzedakah mishpat. So the Ran has a machlokes harishon, whether Ben Enoch Hametzuva and Tzedakah. So the pashtus says they're not mechuyev. So if they're not mechuyev, so you can't say you're mechuyev to give tzedakah to the bnei noach because they're mechuyev to give back to you. They're not mechuyev. There's no reciprocity. So that's what the Rambam says. There's one chiyev tzedakah you're mechuyev to give to others, or mechuyev to give back to you in exchange. That's been adam lachavera. That's chesed, not chesed shalemis. Chesed shalemis means you're not mitzvah for the tashlum schar. All of the dinim of ben adam lachavera, you're mechuyev to be mesameach others because they're mechuyev to be mesameach you at your functions. And so on, you mechuyev to do for others, give them a gmilas chesed, because they mechuyev to give you a gmilas chesed. So that chiyev doesn't exist by bnei noach, because there isn't any reciprocity. They're not mechuyev to go back for you. But nonetheless, the Rambam said there's another din of bnei noach le'atzmo, racham aval kol maso. They have to go v'halach to bedrochov, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is racham aval kol maso. So the human being has to be racham aval kol maso. So this includes the umas oilam as well, like it includes beimus. And why shouldn't it include umas oilam? But it doesn't include an Ovid Avod Azor. So that's what the Chazon Ish points out, that Rambam has a whole poetic Adonenu HaRambam discovered the secret in the Gemara, that the Gemara only says Mefarnes Maniye Yakum Im Aniye Yisrael Mepnei Dakar Sholem. If it wouldn't be Yakum, if it would have been Nochrim, it would have been a Chiyav Min HaTorah, not the Chiyav Bin Adam LaChavero, because there's a lack of reciprocity. It would have been the chiyav, but ben adam liatzmo, the chiyav of halakta bedrachiv, to go in the ways of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch.
Isn't Nochri and Akum interchangeable?
Sometimes they're interchangeable and sometimes not. So the Chazon Ish has... Yeah. Sometimes it is, sometimes that's what the Chazon Ish points out. Then the Chazon Ish has another Rambam. There's a Gemara in the end of Bava Kamma, a famous Gemara. If Shnaim Shibola Fanecha Ladin, there's an issue between two parties and they come for a Din Torah. And one is a Yisrael and one is an Akum. So we have a system, we have a legal system, and the government, a secular law, has a legal system. So if you can acquit the Yid with the Jewish system, so tell him the Jewish law, the Chosh Mishpat says like this. And if you can be Mizaka the Yid with the secular law, so Paskin like the secular law. And if they're both Nochrim, so then you got to paskin according to the Din of the Machlusa. So what kind of business is that? That you paskin whichever is in favor of the Yid. That's not fair. So the Chazon Ish points out, if you look in the Rambam says it's only by a Nochri who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. So it's a penalty to the Nochri. We penalize him. But if he's a Nochri, plain Nochri, so then you say, yeah. So that the Rambam writes, let's see, he's from the Ager Toisha, who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah. So then he said, the din is that din and the machus are din. Whenever one of the parties involved is an achri, so then din and the machus said, since you're not allowed to say whichever is in the best interest of the yid, that's how we're going to paskin. That's falshki paskin. Says that gemara, the Rambam writes before, that gemara only applies if he's an oibid avid azaris. As a punishment, we choose to follow whichever legal system is in the best, is in the worst interest of the oibid avid azaris, as a penalty. here also the Rambam in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim seems to have understood that the Gemara is Dafka Ovid Avodah Zarah. Mefarnes Aniya Yakum Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's Mishum Dark Yishon. But if he's enough in Ishken Ovid Avodah Zarah, then he says Rachma Bakol Maso. That's the same as the Marsha points out here. Nishen Lo Deos Nishken Maso Rachma Bakol Maso, because he's Mekalkal, so he deserves a punishment. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Loza, they're quoting one member, another member, Rabbi Loza, called by Shein de Veter and Nishmon Ba'alayla Eishar Chlosa. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. How important it is that there should be learning going on in one's home at night. What's that? So what's wrong with the daytime? What's that? It's only in the nighttime. So the Marshoah has a pshat on this Gemara. Remember, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. I was surprised. I saw that Marshoah has it. He says, in the daytime, people have to work for a living. So what do you want? You can't have any tightness against the person if he doesn't learn in the daytime. But at nighttime, he has free time. So what does he do in his free time? He watches television. Oh, so he should be sitting and learning. When he has free time, he should be sitting and learning. So if he's not learning at night, called by Shein, the return of the Shmom Babalai, but then he deserves a punishment. Eish HaKlosoi. And Rashi says it's going to be the Eish of Gehenim, Eish Lanupach. learning at night, called by Shein, the return to Shmom Babalad, then he deserves a punishment. Eshach Losai, and Rashi says it's going to be the Esh of Gehenim, Esh Lo Nupach. It's the flame that you don't have to fan, the flame. The Esh of Gehenim burns without one fanning it. Right, the Rambam quotes such a Gemara. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
More Bubba comes first,
then the plane will not be covered. It's almost the Hitler Memorial. Okay. Hitler Memorial, the Gemara says, by Akum Shoshalakma Shanagach Shosha Yisrael. Shosha Yisrael Shanagach Shoshalakma. Right. That's what the Gemara, that's the context where the Gemara quotes Hitler Memorial. But not when it gets to the Dintura story. The Gemara doesn't have that. One time is of the opinion that Gezel Akam is Mutter. So the Yireim writes that the reason why Gezel Akam is Mutter is because they sin. Omad Vaymeri Deret Rabbi Yatu Gaim, that Pasuk, where is that? No, Vadya. Habakkuk. Habakkuk. The Taftar of Shavuos, I think. So the Pasuk says, Omad Vaymeri Deret, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked all over the whole world and saw that the Umma Sodom are not observing the Sheva Mitzvahs. Rabbi Yatu Gaim, Hite Mamoinam Li Yisrael. So he gave us the right to take their moment. That's according to one Tana. We don't pass him like that Tana. One Tana holds that Gezel Akum is Mutter. Based on that din, as a punishment. Akum, the Akum Harob, the Abed Zara, we punish them. The Pasuk punishes them that we have a right to take away their moment. We don't pass him like that. We pass him. Hitam and Badam Lisa is very restricted. Only when he gets to Shor Shal Yisrael, Shanogach Shor Shal Akum, as opposed to Shor Shal Akum, Shanogach Shor Shal Yisrael. In one case he put them, in one case he pay Nezik Shalom, even Mitchilah. So that's how the Marsha interprets this Gemara. By Shein the term Shmon Balayla, he says the significance of Balayla, others give other pshat. But that's how the Marsha says. Balayla means when you have free time, the whole day long, we can't complain. Look, people have to work for a living. But Balayla, what does he do with his leisure time? If he has free time and he watches television, so then we have Tarumas. Then he deserves Eishach Losa. Then Rav Loza has another taicha on the same pasuk. Kol Mishein Mahan Talmid HaChachamim Min HaChosov. So he says that the Saridim, Yera Sarid Biaharlah, the same pasuk that he quoted before from Novi, Yera Sarid Biaharlah, he feels very bad over having a Tamachacham in his home, of it being Mahana Tamachacham in a Chasov. What is the significance of being Mahana Tamir Chachamim in a Chasov? So I saw one of the Mefarshim has an interesting comment. I forgot. One of the Mefarshim on there, Yankif, has a comment that there is a medrash that says that Yankif and Esav were fighting over the world, who should be entitled to everything in the world. So they made a compromise that Esav is going to get Olam Hazeh, and Yankif is going to get Olam Habo. So if Yankif is not entitled to Olam Hazeh, the whole Olam Hazeh belongs to Esav. So how does anybody have a right to have any money in their bank account? He's not entitled. So they answer that al shlosha dvarim ha'olam oimed al ha'Torah v'al ha'avodah v'al gvinos chasodim. Not for the fact that people are learning Torah and doing gvinos chasodim, doing mitzvah, Torah v'al gvinos chasodim, the whole world would collapse. So therefore, if those who are oisik in these three things, people are learning, and people are oisik in avodah gvinos chasodim, so they're keeping the world going. So if not for the fact that they're oisik in Torah v'al gvinos chasodim, everything would have gotten lost. Let's say, Moshe L'madav Adayme, there is a Mishnah in the end of Bava Kama, I think, Hamatzol Min HaGayis. Let's say, after the Second World War, after the war, the Nazis took everyone's property, so Sforim landed up in other people's property. One person had his name in his Sforim. I remember my father-in-law, years after the war, so he got a letter from a friend of his, an ex-Leben, that they were using his Sforim in their yeshiva. So after the war, they got the Sforim. And other people's properties landed up in other people's homes. So what's taka the din of all of this property that someone else gets, and you know that it's gigamit, it was stolen by the Nazis, and it lands up in someone else's rishus. So the Rama and Shulchan Aruch, the end of Chosh Mishpat, writes that they're permitted to keep it. Because it's like yush, when the people are running away from the Nazis, and they're taking everything, and they're killing everybody, and people think that they'll never live so long to see it back. So everyone is misyayish from this. So that's a Mishnah in the end of Bava Kama, I think. Hamatzol min ha-nohor or min ha-gayos, if there's a flood, and it looks like the flood is going to wash everything away. And let's say my automobile floats away, and I don't know where in the world it is, and it lands up in Mississippi, it lands up in Texas or something, this a tornado, a hurricane. if it's avurim imenu likol adam, so then it becomes hefker. So why? Or even if it's not avurim imenu likol adam, if there's yush, it also becomes hefker, becomes onerous. So the Mishnah says hamatzol men anohar, if there's a river that's causing a flood, or a gayos, there are soldiers, troops, and they're killing everybody, and they take everything that they can take. And you don't think you'll ever live so long to ever see it back, so you miss yaish from your property. So the mele, whoever gets it, can keep it. So that's what some of the Mefarshim over here say. If Yankiv divided the whole Dushnei Alomis with Esav, Esav owns the whole Olam Hazeh, and Yankiv only gets Olam Haba, so how do you even have a right to have anything at Olam Hazeh? The answer is that we're, in a certain sense, being matzel min ha-gayos and min ha-nohar. If not for the fact that we're doing Torah, avoiding Midas Chasodim, the property that Esav has would be Holach Libud. So therefore we're entitled to something, because we're matzel from utter destruction. So that's what the Gemara says. But what if the person, not only does he not learn, he's not even in support of Talmid HaChamim. Eina mahana Talmid HaChamim HaChasamim, Nishkin Torah, Nishkin Avodah, Nishkin Gmilas Chasodim, and Oichet Nishkin mahana Talmid HaChamim HaChasamim. It doesn't even do that. So he's not involved in the saving of the world. So he's not one of those who's saving the world from utter destruction. So then he's not entitled to have anything. So then he says, Eina Rois in the Brocha Liot, he's not entitled to any of the property of Olam Hazeh that he gets. Then the Gemara Rav Lozer, they keep on quoting one member after the other of Rav Lozer. Quote a member from Rav Lozer, we have a minhag that when we bench, we leave over some bread on the table. So usually in Shulchan Aruch, they give the reason, not what it says in Rashi. In Shulchan Aruch, the official reason that's given is based on the Zohar by Elisha, that when the woman came and she said, a husband, Rashi on Sefer Melachim says it was Eshe Sovadya, and her husband had borrowed a lot of money in order to mefarnes the Nevi'i Hashem who were hiding. They were afraid that they were going to get killed. So he borrowed a lot of money, he borrowed beribis. He had no choice. Because nefesh, you can borrow beribis. So the husband died, and the Noshim Olakacha Shishnei Lodei Lavarim, and the Noshim were eating, and they were coming to collect the Karen with the ribis from the Almana. They were going to take the children away. So she comes to Elisha Anam, she complains, help me, my husband was a Yerei Shamayim, he was from the Talmidim of Eliyahu Anavi, you remember him, what should I do? So he asks her, Maya Shlach Baboy, so she says she has only Osuch Shomen, she has a little container of oil, so he says she should ask all of the neighbors that they should lend her empty kelim, borrow as many empty kelim as you can, and then lock the doors, and then start pouring from the Osuch Shomen, and all of the containers will get full, and as soon as all the containers are full, then the nest stops. So the Zohar Frek Takashe, if Elisha Novi was going to make a miracle, the Rosham has in his power to make all kinds of miracles. Rosham can create Yeshmaayin also. So why did he ask her, Maya Shloch Baboyz, and she says she has an Osuch Shomen? He should have snapped his fingers, and he should have said, let there be oil. Should have said, let there be $1 million, and so she'll find a $1 million bill, whatever, if there is such a thing. So find a $1 million bill in the house, in the drawer, and Shem, that'll be the solution to the whole problem of the Noshe. So the Zohar makes a comment that the bracha is not chal pasora rekanya. The bracha is not chal on an empty table. That's what the Taz quotes the Zohar in Shulchan Aruch and Chanukah. They discuss in Es Chanukah, if there wouldn't have been any oil at all, so nothing would have burned. Because there was a little oil left over. So that's why Shaykh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it says that created the whole world, the Yesh Me'ayin, and then of Yom Hashmi Shabbos Vayinofesh. What do you mean? He rested on Shabbos. He had to work. He was working so hard all day long, all week long. We work very hard all week long. We have to rest up physically on Shabbos. Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't work hard when he created the world. Below Leil Shachalei, below Tishishusa. So what do you mean? He rested up on Shabbos. And the Mefarshim say not that he rested on Shabbos, and he went back to work the next 6 days. He doesn't rest on Shabbos after working every week 6 days. But Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos Vayinofesh means he stopped creating Yesh Me'ayin. For the first 6 days he was creating Yesh Me'ayin, and then from the seventh day on, Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos Vayinofesh, no more creation of Yesh Me'ayin. So that's what the Zohar says, that Elisha asked him, Ma Yishloch Baboyz, the broch is not chala pasor rekan. So that's what the Zohar explains, why we have such a minig, that we leave over some bread on the table. This is a minig shteitne gemara. When you bench, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, re'enu zunenu parnesenu chalkalenu, give us food. So if you have a little food on the table, so the bracha kemichal, it's not an empty table, it's not a pasor rekanya. So the bracha kemichal, that the little food that you have will grow to become more food. It will support, you'll have food for all the children, for all the grandchildren, everybody will have. But if you bench with an empty table, there's nothing there, so you're asking the Baruch Shem to give you when you have nothing, so that's like asking for a bracha pasor rekanya. So this is an old minik, not a din, it's an old minik that already appears in the Gemara. You should be Mishai Pas al Shulchan. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi says that the Maila of being Mishai Pas al Shulchan after everybody finishes their food is that you're going to give it to the Aniyim. You leave a little food over so in case any Aniyim halafroisla roiv lachmecha, the Aniyim are going to knock on the door. You'll give them so that'll be a Givaldi Yuskus if you share your food with the Aniyim. Okay? That's what Rashi says. But in Shulchan Aruch they quote this Zohar with a different interpretation. But it's a stira. Rabbi Lozer himself zok pakel tamar. Rabbi Lozer called a mishai petisim al shulchana kilo avid avidizor. Shenam arachem lagod shulchan. There was an avidizor in the days of the Tanakh that was called God. There was another one that was called Mani. So the one that was called God, the way they used to worship it would be that they would set a whole table with chalas and they wouldn't eat any of the chalas. They would just leave the lechem on the table. So state that's an act of avidizor. Arachem lagod shulchan. If you put food on the table. So how does he say that you should bedavke sita, that you should have food on the table at the time of benching? That's an avodah zarah practice. And for the gemara loy kasha, there's no steer. It all depends. Or di kashleima ba'adei, or di kashleima ba'adei. If you have ptisin, if you have slices of chal on the table, so good. So bench the way it is. Don't bring a shleima. Or if you don't have it, you finished eating and there's no food on the table. So then you have a choice what you're going to bring. So bring a shleima. Okay. Bring whatever you want. Shleima prusa. But if you have prusas on the table, and you dafke go out of your way to bring a shleima also, or you bring dafke shleima and a prusa, what do you need to bring a shleima and a prusa for? So that doshmek shein of an avodah zarah. That was the practice of the avodah zarah of God, that they used to set a table with shleimas, with chalas that were shleim. So adik a shleima vadeh, you're not allowed. Then they quote another member of Rabbi Lozer, machlef b'dibura ki lo avid avodah zarah. A person puts on an act as if he's somebody else. He tries to fool other people. He's meshaker, like a Yankee fooled the father. Yankee was told b'nevua by his mother. Alaiki l'loscha b'ni. He said, Alaiki m'sheni yodah b'yisi b'enu kimisatei. He's going to behave so like klolah v'loi bracha. So she says, Alaiki l'loscha b'ni. So the Targum Onkel says, Alai itama b'nevua. I was told b'nevua that you should do this. It's an avera. You're not allowed to fool someone into believing that you're somebody other than yourself. That's a serious avera, but in this case, he was told benevur that he has to do that. Sometimes you have a hirosha, you have to do something, you have to do. So the pasuk says, "V'yisid b'yenov kimasateya." Yaakov Avinu is afraid. Before the mother tells him, "Alai etama benevur," he says, "I'm not allowed to do that. The father will consider me like a misateya." What is a misateya? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, "Hevel heima ma'isa tatuin," as a description of avodah zarah. The one who fools others into believing that he is someone other than anyone that does any sheker is along. It's an avera along the lines of avodah zarah. What's that? It's along the lines of avodah zarah. So the Mefarshim Ani and Yankov explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us all v'halachta b'drachov and chaysom mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes the ikar mido v'elakus is emes. The person always has to be medaktik amidah so emes because of v'halachta b'drachov. So if he's Mishaker, if people get in the habit of being Mishaker, of fooling others and telling lies, so it's as if they have a different demus of God, they have a different image of God, that's like an avodah zarah. If you have a different description of Elikus other than the description given by the Tanakh, so that's called avodah zarah. The person worships Yoshke instead of worship, that's avodah zarah. No, he worships a different God. So a person says, I'm going v'halach to b'drachom, and this is my religion. My religion teaches me to tell lies all the time. So that's not the Jewish religion. That's a description of a different God. Our God is the Chaysam Mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emet. Once in a while, the Rebbeinu Shalom himself tells a lie. The mitzvah l'shanis m'tnei d'akri shalom. The Gemara points out. The Rebbeinu Shalom tells Avram, Socha Kosara, that she said, Bani Zokanti, he doesn't say, Badaini Zoking. He didn't tell him over exactly the way. So sometimes a mitzvah to tell a lie. But whenever there's no mitzvah, we know when it's a mitzvah, when it's not a mitzvah. So whenever there's no mitzvah to tell a lie, so it's considered an Issa Chomer. The Pasuk in Chumash Grada doesn't go on that. The Pasuk, Lo Shakir Yisba Misa, goes on one as Meshakir in order to save paying money. Let's say you have a I owe somebody money, and I deny that I owe him money, and I know he doesn't have anything b'ksav, and he has no witnesses. So that's an aver of loy shakri ish b'misa. I'm being mishakra in order not to have to pay. Let's say a person doesn't want to pay income tax. So he fills out the tax form falsely. He writes, instead of writing how much he earned $35,000 and he only has three children in Shai. It barely makes sense. Me think of buying the wrong, so he doesn't pay. So that's Lo Shishakri Yishba Misa. He's Meshaker in order not to pay the money that he owes. That's the Pasuk. But to be Meshaker Stam, not in the form of denying that you owe money, that's a different Issa. The Gemara in Kiddushin quotes the Pasuk in Treyosa. Sheris Yisrael, Yasa Avla, Velo Yedabru Kosov. The Jewish people don't tell lies because we fulfill the mitzvah of our Lachta V'drochov. We were commanded to go in the ways of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We were created to tell him again. In the Dorim on the Flama, the Gemara says the Kiddushin, Kiddush Isha. Let's say, why do we have such a problem with marriages that don't work out well? Why don't you just, and the husband doesn't want to get a gift, why don't you just get married for a month?